Today is Saturday, November 7th, 2020, and it is the greatest day in American history because today, the Buck have finally won the AEW World Tag Team Championship. Finally, it has happened. For many, many years, we've been waiting for this day to come. It's a crazy day. Finally, the crap is over, and the Young Bucks are rightfully the tag team champions. I'm here with Tommy, here with Justin. I mean, what a show. What a show. Young Bucks won the titles. That's it. Goodbye. Justin, how
are
you?
I think the best AEW show they put in the last three since Revolution,
I feel like. I'd even go out to say it's one of the best that they put in general.
Yep.
It was stacked.
Yeah.
Everything delivered pretty much on the show. There's no like five-star classic, but everything was like pretty above like the standard of like what you're used to in wrestling, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. It was, I feel like we had high expectations, and for the most part, they were all met or exceeded.
Pretty much.
But, I don't know, Tommy, what you feeling?
Yeah, you know, we'll get into the individual matches. Obviously, I was kind of disappointed with one, but it was still awesome. So, I mean, it was up there with their best pay-per-views, if not the single best, in my opinion.
And let me just say before we start with the matches that the Young Bucks Championship merch, yes, it looks really cool, but there's nowhere on the shirt or the hat that says Young Bucks. There's no, like, streamers or whatever the heck it is, like, coming down at some point. There's no color. It's just championship. Like, anybody could wear that and say, I won the tag team championships. Okay,
they haven't released it, though.
What?
They haven't released it, though.
They haven't released it. So if they don't release it, then it's whatever. It was just for them. But if they do release it, give me something that says, like, even if you put Young Bucks versus, like, defeat the Revival, whatever their name is, FTR. I don't know. Okay, let's get into the show. Justin, what you got?
We have Serena versus Allison Kay for the NWA Women's Championship. And I thought it was a pretty good match. Everyone found it funny how they announced 60-minute time limit, even though this went 10 and a half, and it was 20 minutes before the pay-per-view started.
Yeah. I didn't notice that until after the fact, but yeah, why would there be a 60-minute time limit when you only got like, you know, whatever time left on pay-per-view?
20 minutes on the pre-show?
Yeah, like, I mean, what are we doing? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really pay attention. I was more on Twitter. There was a lot going on today. Obviously, the Bucks won the titles, so like, you know, a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, the Bucks won the titles at before the on the pre-show. Yep, that makes sense.
I was gonna say
every match the Bucks won the titles, dude. So. But the thing that got me really excited was, like, I kind of brought up, like, oh, yeah, Thunder Rosa is going to come out. And then, like, a second later, she came out. So that was pretty cool. Hopefully she signs with AEW or at least has more matches in AEW.
Tommy.
You
don't want to like Allison Kay.
You're thinking of the wrong person. Yeah, it was good. I mean, Serena's really good. I thought Allison was... Like, I had never seen Allison wrestle before, so she was all right, but Serena's, you know, she's one of the best.
Wait, who did I mess that up with?
Are you thinking Thunder Rosa?
No.
I'm thinking Sheeta?
No, anyway. No, Allison Kay when we did the pre-show.
I don't remember anything.
No, it doesn't matter.
Next match.
But yeah, Thunder Rosa, sign her now.
Next match. Starting off the show.
All right, you don't have the card. Okay, hold on.
I don't have the card, dude. I'm just talking. It's 11 o'clock. For context, it's 11 o'clock p.m., 12 on the East Coast.
Omega versus Paige, the opener of the show. I'm like, this is going to be like the best opener of all time. It wasn't. It was
four
great.
And a quarter.
But it wasn't the best opener of all time. It wasn't five stars. It was a bust. It wasn't this epic. As Mike said, it might be six-star match. We thought it would main event the show. I thought it was going to go like 30 minutes. They only had like a 60-minute match, which was great. Like the match is great. and Omega 1, which is great. Someone said that I read that I noticed after was Hangman didn't hit the buckshot lariat, so that will lead to their second match. Mm. And Omega beat him with the One Winged Angel because no one kicks out of the One Winged Angel, like I said.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think like when we were watching it, when Paige went up on like when when Omega set it up, it looked like Hangman was gonna like jump out of it or something. But then I heard Justin Skype, the bell rang, and I was like, all right, well I guess he's not going to. But yeah, other than that, like, you know, I feel like we were like expecting that to be one of the best matches on the card, and I think it was a good match. I just think we had our expectations like through the roof before the match even started.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on the preview that we did, I went out on a limb and I said I thought it was going to be like Omega Okada level. It was not. It was still very good. I enjoyed it a lot. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, unfortunately, in your five stars or bust scale, this one was a bust.
But it wasn't a bust, though. It was a good match.
No, it was, because it's five stars or bust, and it wasn't five stars.
On my scale, it was 4.25.
I was saying, like, in a scale that we I know. This dumb joke that I started. I can't remember what show we did this on.
Probably Revolution.
It failed our expectations. Not saying it wasn't, like, a great match, because it is.
It was, yeah.
So, Kenny, number one contender.
There you go. Next match, we had John Silver versus Orange Cassidy.
Oh, this my match. God.
Oh, yeah. By the way, when they open the show with this, I'm like, whoever's next on this card is going to die. Like, how do you follow Omega versus Hangman Page? Which they pretty much did because they had, like, the comedy-style, fast-paced match
with Orange
Cassidy and John Silver.
Speaking of five stars, man. I mean, John Silver's awesome. We know that Orange Cassidy's awesome. But John Silver, like, especially on Being the Elite, he plays, like, this, you know, comedian comedy role. And, like, he's, like, the butt of the joke. And, you know, Luke Harper always picks on him and stuff. And, like, you know, he's always there, but he never really wrestles. And, like, I mean, what a guy. What a guy. What a great match. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was – I mean, it was a little weird coming off of the Omega Hangman match, which – like I said, was still very good. It was really fun. It felt a little weird, like placement-wise, but I enjoyed it.
I think just like
next match
because TNT the Kenny match, like it kind of threw off everything.
Yeah.
TNT title Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
Cody Rhodes.
It was a big deal. Everyone popped. Versus awesome. Derby All In, Darby Allin. And we thought this match was going to be good. And this match was good. It was great. I enjoyed it. I had fun. And I was going to say Derby Allin. Darby
Allin.
We said this stupid Derby All In joke so much, I can't even say Darby Allin. Darby Allin wins the title. He wins it off a roll-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much. It was a callback to how Cody beat him.
The long story of Cody and Derby All In going all the way back to like last year with that like Fight for the Fallen show or whatever it was, with the time limit draw, and like it was just crazy to see it pay off finally, you know.
And then they fought at the first show in January, and he beat him, and then now this, and I think it was the right call. Darby All In win TNT title, and they set up with what's his face? Lance Archer coming out?
Yeah, I think so. He attacked him.
No,
that was Brian Cage.
Yeah.
Brian Cage.
Was team, another job. It was Team Taz. It's
right. Late. I always get the two mixed up.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Big dudes.
But yeah, pretty good match.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
He got thrown into the car.
What can you say? Darby Allin's champ.
A match that was, I don't know what was going on. Nyla Rose versus Sheeta for the AEW Women's Championship. And
sorry,
this match was fine. And then it was terrible. And there were some botched spots. And people didn't know how to kick out of twos. And yeah, it was just. And then it was. The match ended. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I mean, I love Sheeta. I'm a huge Sheeta guy. I really think she's one of the best women in the world. This was not good. Like you said, the Nyla kicking out at two, not even really kicking out at two, just kind of like rolling a little bit, was very, very bad. I hated at the time when Sheeta did the like pick her off the mat gimmick, because Nyla did it first and then Sheeta did it later. At the time, I hated when Sheeta did that. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But looking back on it, that was a pretty cool moment. But other than that, yeah, it wasn't great.
I got this really cool Rick from Rick and Morty pop today.
Next match.
You can put a battery in there and it like talks.
I feel like Mike should do the next match, because this is the match that he's been waiting like two or three years in the making.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, Mike can take lead.
Let me tell you. The tweets in 2018 with, like, I think it was Matt Jackson tweeting, one day we'll wrestle the Revival and everybody will rejoice. And then one of the Revival guys said the same thing, we'll wrestle the Young Bucks and everybody will rejoice. That's one of those things where it's like, you just save it, you know, you screenshot it, you come back to it, it's like, whatever. And the fact that it actually happened, and honestly, the fact that it happened this soon, like, it's just pretty crazy to see, you know, how fast the world, especially like the wrestling world, works. So, yeah, it's, I mean, we went to Revolution. Shout out to Brandon. I know he loves when we talk about Revolution. We went to that show. And I wore the same shirt to that show as I did tonight, the Chicago Young Bucks shirt. I really thought they were going to win the tag titles that night. Obviously, they did not. And they did today against the Revival. I think it's great. I'm excited. I'm going bananas. I mean, like, that's honestly, like, the thing that picks me back up with the show. Because that, for the last match that we talked about, it was like, okay, whatever. And it was kind of like building up to this match where it's like, okay, like, I'm all fired up, ready to go. And I had a lot of fun in this match. There was a lot of times when I thought that it was going to end and I was going to have to like slide down to the ground, like die in my chair kind of thing. And the Bucks weren't going to win. And the fact that the storyline was that if the Bucks don't win this, which it seems like it's a thing every year now with Full Gear, someone threatens that they're never going to go after the title again if they don't win the match. So to see the Young Bucks actually finally win the match, I wish I could have been there. Obviously, if situations were different, I would be there. But like we said at the start of the podcast, the greatest day in American history, where you have the Dodgers winning the World Series, the Lakers winning the NBA championship, and now the Young Bucks are the World Tag Team Champions. So what a time.
I think this was the best match on the show. And if this was in front of a live crowd, this would have been easily 5 stars.
I think it's still 5 stars.
Huh?
I think it's still 5 stars. No, continue.
No, I don't think so, but that's fine. What was I going to say? Oh, I think this should have made it, after watching this whole show, I think this match should have made it been the show. It should have ended the show.
I'm not saying.
I know you're supposed to put the world title on last. It's like, you know, a thing, but like your tag titles are your world titles of the tag team division. And if you're not a singles competitor, what's the biggest prize? Tag team. So I feel like it's the equivalent, you know what I mean? Even though most companies don't treat it that way, I feel like this should have been the last match on the show.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this was, to me, you know, I'm echoing you guys, match of the night by far. It wasn't quite that Revolution match, but that was really, really good. And it didn't really seem like it took too long to get into it, because sometimes these tag matches will start really, really slow. But this one kind of just kept up the pace the whole time, which was awesome. And yeah, it was extremely entertaining. They got some crazy spots in, and you know, hey, the Young Bucks did it. It was awesome.
And at the end there, you had Kenny come out, celebrate with the Bucks.
And Hangman.
And then freaking little Hangman just like, you know, first off, he's in the babyface entrance. He's looking around the corner like, hey, maybe I should go out there. So, I mean, that's one of those things where it just kind of ties everything together, and then it leaves a string that's, like, hanging off to the side that you got to, like, tie eventually. So, I mean, Finally. Like, I feel like this is, like, every time we go to the show, I just need the Young Bucks to win the titles. And then finally they do, so.
Yeah, another thing that I actually just thought of, Mike bringing up the Hangman thing, this is another thing I love about AEW. That's, like, a little kind of Easter egg that they put in there, and they made sure that, okay, he's in the camera shot, but they didn't, like, smack you across the face with it. Like, they didn't zoom in on him and have the announcer say, oh, my God, Hangman's here. Like, it's just kind of there, and if you see it, it's a nice little, like I said, Easter egg, but if you don't see it, then you don't really, you know, lose anything. So it's a nice little subtle addition to the end of the match there.
So, yeah, great match. Yeah. Next, we had the cinematic match.
Oh, man.
Sammy Guevara versus Matt Hardy. Final deletion. The elite deletion match. And this was, like, all kinds of chaos. This was, like, Talk and Shop of Mania, except different kind of comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Not like a parody. Mm-hmm. It's kind of parody, but it's not a parody. That makes sense? Like, they did a lot of callbacks. They had
the Gangrel.
Yeah, Gangrel.
Oh, Gangrel was, like, the biggest pop. Like, I didn't expect that.
Hurricane
coming back, going as Hurricane, coming back as Shane Helms, going back to Hurricane. What else do we have?
Well, the
Private Party.
Yeah, Private Party.
Helped Matt Hardy.
And then the gimmick in the beginning with the monster truck crushing the golf cart was funny. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, they brought back the Roman candle spot. They did the dilapidated boat. You know, they kind of hit all the spots that you knew they were going to hit. But to me, honestly, what kind of shocked me, I guess, about the match was it kind of ended super dark. Like, usually the deletion matches end on, like, a cool or a funny, like, little send-off. But this was, like, they literally just murdered Sammy Guevara.
Sammy big dead right now.
Yeah. Like,
dead. And I was like, what?
Sammy's in the trash where he belongs.
Yeah, so I mean, it was awesome. Like, it was a fun little change of pace. But, yeah, the ending, I was like, oh, geez, this is a little dark.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. That was it. Yeah. Then we had MJF versus Jericho.
Next match.
MJF. If MJF beats Jericho, he's in the inner circle. And he did. He beat him.
This match. That was it. Let me move the mic here.
I watched the match. I thought the match was okay. They did, like, a little screwy finish kind of at the end. And then MJF just beat Jericho and that was it.
Okay, let me say something. This match, I don't know if it was because we just had the Bucks followed up by a cinematic match, but, like, I was about to fall asleep during this match. At points during this match, I was talking about how Jericho is just an entrance, how he's, like, not really good. When was the last time he had a good match? I mean, we were going back to, like, early, like, WWE days and stuff, like, you know, the Kenny Omega match, the first one at least. I mean, all I'm saying is this match was trash until it was saved by the savior of AEW, Wardlow. He came out, gave MJF the ring. MJF was about to punch him. And then you had the thing where Jericho caught the bat from whoever it was, Jack Swagger or whatever. And, you know, MJF, what a guy. He just falls down Eddie Guerrero style. And then, you know, Aubrey turns around like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And instead of, like, doing the normal, like, you know, oh, like, it's DQ, the match is over, MJF just rolls him up. I mean, my God, like, that was so cool. That was, like, one of my favorite endings.
They tease the biggest DQ because AEW's never done a DQ ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fun ending, dude.
That was an awesome finish. I mean,
Wardlow.
Yeah, we're talking about Wardlow. He had a huge part in it. But I truly, like, I didn't necessarily love the finish to the Young Bucks match. This finish was awesome. I thought they did it perfectly. And Mike, exactly like you said, you know, they didn't do the normal, oh, like, you hit him, it's a DQ. Like, they used that kind of leverage, but they still had MJF get the pin. So, you know, really, even though he didn't win clean, he did win clean. So, you know, it was awesome. And yeah, Wardlow to the moon for sure.
Because technically she didn't see him hit the bat. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm not going to DQ you because I didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
So That was the only thing that made me into this match was Wardlow. After Wardlow came out, it got better and then ended. So
We got the main event.
Yes.
Yep.
John Moxley.
Blood and guts.
Eddie Kingston. I quit match. World title on the line. Main event. And this is pretty much what we thought it would be. Brutal match. A lot of like crazy spots. Thumbtacks. Barbed wire. Like, it was just everyone's gigging, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just CCW.
Was it just me, or did it go by really, really fast?
It did.
Because yeah. I feel like it was, like, really quick, but it's probably 20 minutes. I didn't
expect to finish. Also, they didn't do how WWE does it, where you put the microphone in the face, like, what do you say? Do you quit? You know, yeah. They just, like, if you quit, that was it. It's over. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when he quit with the barbed wire finish, where he wrapped it around his arm and his face, he's like, I quit. And I was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Because we're so programmed to the other thing, we're not used to this style.
I mean, it was a lot of fun. Lots of blood and guts. And then Moxley just, like, you know, putting a cherry on top of Vince McMahon's day-to-day and, like, you know, calling him out like, oh, blood and guts, blah, 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 whatever he said. It was fun to follow along with, like, Renee Young's Twitter and seeing if she was, like, alive or what her deal was, because that's always, like, a fun little tidbit. So
it wasn't as bad as last year.
No. Oh, no. No chance. It was, like, last a very, was, very like, down.
40 minutes of chaos or something. It was, like, it was long, and it was, like it was bad. It was, 38 minutes, 45 seconds. That was the match last year.
Yeah. I will say that I did like it was a cool little touch where Moxley gets thrown into all the thumbtacks and then they get like the alcohol and Eddie Kingston pours it on Moxley's back, because that's like, you don't think about it, but that hurts, you know? Mm-hmm. That hurts. All those little itty bitty dots, like, I mean, it hurts. So that was like a cool little touch that I don't think I've seen ever, but
yeah, no.
We thought he was gonna light him on fire.
So when Moxley won, they pretty much teased, like, Omega coming out. And it was just, like, is he coming out? Is he not coming out? And then he finally comes out. They did the stare down. That was pretty much it.
Yeah. I think, like, I really think that they'll have a match on, like, TV, Moxley and Omega, maybe, like, in a couple, like, weeks or something, or a month. And then I think, like, it'll just be, like, regular Kenny Omega. He'll lose the match in some form. And then he'll, like, turn dark and then go down the cleaner route. And then at Revolution, we'll see Kenny the cleaner versus John Moxley. And then Kenny will win the title at Revolution, which, again, is supposed to be in Chicago. So look at that. The title only changes hands at shows that are supposed to be in Chicago. Thank you very much. Go watch the show.
Literally almost 4 months. Like, you're begging to see this match.
I don't know if they're going to go that long, honestly. Like, I had this thought kind of during, you know, the conversation. I don't know if they're going to go until Revolution to have this match. Like, I think they'll definitely do what Mike said, where, you know, you have a normal match on TV just to kind of, you know, get a little bit of action in between the two of them. And, yeah, I think Kenny will end up losing that, and then he'll win. You know, obviously he'll win the title whenever. But I think maybe, I don't know, last Dynamite of the year, some big Dynamite, I think they'll do the title change, because I don't know if they can have 4 months to wait, because Moxley has to get back to Japan to drop that title. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it develops, and I certainly trust them no matter how they're going to do it, because they've shown that they're nothing but good at these, you know, long-term stories. So go ahead.
I thought, like I said, I feel like the tag match peaked the show.
Yeah.
And after that, I'm not saying it's downhill, but I'm saying it never got back to that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I wish the tag match ended the show, and it would have helped the show just a little bit better. I'm not complaining about the show. This was a great show, but it would have just made it even that much better.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's the show.
We're out of here.
That's it. We'll talk to you in the next one.